talking about how much flour might be in a sack? You say a sack might have 5 pounds. And you said there's 2 kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's...
regular bread.
Okay. That you get at the store.
Uh-huh.
That
you buy. Sliced bread.
Okay. What different kinds of bread are there?
Brown bread and white bread and homemade bread.
Mm-hmm. What do you put in white bread to make it rise?
Wheat to make it rice?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You cook it in an oven.
Well, what's that? That stuff
that dough?
So you put in the dough to make the dough rise. You know, it comes in a little package.
Yeah, but I don't know what you put in it. What do you put in it?
Did you ever hear it called yeast or yeast or...
Yeast, yeah, but not much of a, don't care much about food.
What different things are made out of cornmeal, different kinds of bread?
Out of cornbread? Cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I know of.
Did you ever hear about taking cornmeal and salt and water and making something up that you can eat with a spoon?
No.
Mush or couscous or... anything like that?
No.
What about a corn dodger? You ever heard of that?
No.
And something that's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center.
A donut.
Okay. Any different kinds of donuts or different names?
Well, there are different types of donuts.
Do they have special names?
I would imagine a jelly donut and
mm-hmm.
whatever they're made out of, an apple donut or a peach donut.
Do you ever hear them called crullers?
No.
And you can make something, you can make up a batter and fry 3 or 4 of these for breakfast. That would be, well, something you made out of flour. It's fried, you eat it with syrup and butter.
Oh, a hot cake, a pancake. That's only 2 words I've heard.
Uh-huh. Which word do you use?
Hot cakes.
And the inside part of the egg is called a...
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Hard boiled.
Okay. What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water? Then they're?
3 minute eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if they're cracked though and dropped into the hot water, then they're not boiled eggs.
No, they're not. What are they? I don't know.
Do you ever hear poached eggs?
Yeah, poached eggs, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a 3 minute egg. Poached
yeah.
egg. Yeah, poached egg. Yeah, that's what we call. Yeah.
And since dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead
and sit down.
So you say, so then he
sat down.
And everybody has
started eating.
Has done what? No one has.
Has sat down.
And if you want someone not to wait until something's passed over to them, you tell them, just go ahead and
eat.
Or what?
Serve yourself.
And for using the word help, you say, go ahead and
help yourself.
And so then he went ahead and
helped himself.
And he has already what himself.
He's already helped himself.
And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you say,
no, thank you.
I don't
care for the food.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been
warmed up.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And you said he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
swallow.
Okay. It got stuck in his throat and he couldn't what?
Swallow the meat.
Okay. And peas and beets and carrots and so forth would be called...
mixed vegetables.
And a place where you grow them would be...
a garden.
And any special names if you grew them yourself?
During the War of the Victory, gardener or a house garden.
Mm-hmm. This is something, it's a starch, it's made from a grain that's...
corn?
Well, no, it's made from a grain that needs a lot of wet areas to grow.
Rice?
Okay. Do they grow that anywhere in Texas?
East Texas.
Uh-huh.